our shopper marketing programs first is people like to talk about back in the day when we had a retail staff. And since kind of the consolidation within the supermarket industry, there are no real retail staff. Nobody really has them anymore. So this is what we use in order to have a presence in front of the retailer and ultimately in front of the customer. So we use an agency to help partner with different national brands out there. And we've had things with Danone, Nestle, Jimmy Dean. We have some exciting things coming up I'll touch on in a minute. But it's really an opportunity for us to be at that point of purchase where the customer is making that decision on whether or not to put a Florida Citrus product in their cart. So it's an opportunity for us to be front and center. We're doing some exciting things at Publix, partnering with Department of Agriculture. So you'll see the Fresh from Florida, some permanent signage, Fresh from Florida, alongside the Sunshine Tree and our amazing inside logo. We're doing monthly programs with Publix, trying some different things to really show some new and unique approaches to orange juice consumption. We just finished a program with the Chicken Council, where we were in not quite 10,000 stores. I think it was about 8,500 stores nationally with orange juice as a marinade. And coming up in the fourth quarter of this year, we will be with Cook Champagne doing a nationwide mimosa program where we'll be in 11,000 stores partnering with them. So it's a great opportunity for us to not only get the typical breakfast and those kind of purchases, but now we're expanding that a little bit into marinades and into mixology, as we call it, just to give folks another reason to drink orange juice.
And, Doug, for those who don't know about this program, it really works with some couponing on either our side or our partner's side, correct?
Well, there's different ways to do it. They call it a path to purchase, where there is some pre-communication. So you could have an FSI or a direct mail piece, or an FSI is like the coupons you get in the Sunday paper. So there's some kind of incentive that you get pre-purchase, and then while you're purchasing, there's obviously some in-store signage and that kind of stuff to remind you to purchase, and there's some communication stuff afterwards. So they call it the path to purchase, and you know, there is couponing involved, there can be sampling involved, there can be all kinds of different tactical approaches to using it, but by far in a way, you'll see probably couponing is the most common one that we use.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.